Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I am your host, David Cushay, and over the last few years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these cubbyholes to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly and selecting the records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and usually this catalog number would include the year. But we've grabbed from a different section today. We're actually going back to the EPs and singles collection here at WTBR, so it has a slightly different formatting for this. These are all listed as EPs, and they all list are sort of alphabetical by name of the artist, and then it has a number. So therefore, we're going to be looking at the letters E and F today. We went into the E and F section of the WTBR's singles and EPs collection, and we're going to be starting off with a group that everyone knows for one single pretty much only, and that's the Flock of Seagulls. But they were also, they had some other songs, and in their second album named Listen, they had a song called Nightmares. The album itself peaked at number 16 in both the U.S. and the U.K. I think it's built off the strength of that first album that had their big hit single, I Ran So Far Away. And this single that I'm going to play for you called Nightmares by A Flock of Seagulls went all the way to number 53 over in the U.K. So here is A Flock of Seagulls right now with Nightmares right now on Random Draw. Stopping when you could be walking.
Vater, neuer Tag, schwingt Rhythmus in die Hütten der Stadt. Und man sieht und kennt und sagt sich, was diese noch zu sagen. Fragt nicht nach neuen alten Werten. Seht, was es nicht zählt, nur ein Gefühl. Die Nacht gehört uns bis zum Morgen. Wir spielen jedes Spiel, was diese Reise niemals endet. Das Punkt kommt aus dem Sand. Anders als die anderen. Sie lieben ihre Schwestern lieber als den Rest der Welt. Frag junge Rämer, kennt ihr die Sonne noch? Sie kennt die Sorgen. Junge Rämer, die Nacht ist jung wie ihr, vergesst das Morgen. Un ballo nuovo porta ritmo nei bianchi della città. Ci vediamo, troviamo che cosa si fa.
kan du det sanna nå. Och din oftast jung du
Felco with Young Rama. And before that, we heard a Flock of Seagulls with their song Nightmares, which was taken off of the EP of the same name. I don't think I mentioned before, but that Flock of Seagulls song was released on Jive Records, part of the Arista label back in the day. And its catalog number was EP, then it was F12 for Flock of Seagulls, I guess is what it could be. All right. And that last song we heard by Felco, Young Rama, I guess that stands for Young Romans. He did mention that a few times in the song because that was the extended version of that song, I believe. And the original version appeared on the album title of the same name. And that was the second album from this Austrian musician. And it peaked at number one in his homeland. And that single we just played for you peaked at number eight in Austria, number 24 over in Switzerland. So there you go, big in Switzerland. Felco, of course, is famous for such big hits as Vienna Calling, Dear Commissar, and of course, Rock Me Amadeus. Unfortunately, we lost Felco way back in 1990 in a car accident. So there we go. That was our tribute to Felco. And that single was labeled number EP-F83 and was released on A&M Records here in the States. So there we go. That was Felco with Young Rama, or Young Romans, if you want to do the Americanized version of it, I guess. All right, we're going to move into some new music here. By new music, I mean stuff that's 40 years old, and it's all by female artists in the next block. And we're going to be starting off with an artist that I actually saw. It wasn't in concert. It was actually in a play. I saw Sheena Easton. This is who I'm doing. And she was in a stage production of Man of La Mancha. And I saw it in Boston back when I was in high school. So there you go. Sheena Easton, of course, is a Scottish singer. And the song that we're going to play for you is a single called The Lover and Me. And it was taken from her ninth album of the same name, The Lover and Me. And the song went all the way to number two here in the Hot 100 here in the States. So we're going to be listening to the radio edit version of The Lover and Me, and that's taken from an EP. It's called EP-E74, and it's off of MCA Records. So here's Sheena Easton right now with The Lover in Me.
Talk about the love you're missing. The love we found won't let us down. Let's talk about the love.
I'll be your everything and I can give you so much more. And I'll never leave you lonely at night. So here I am, come walk right through my door. And be loved for the rest of your life.
Let's talk about the love. Let's talk about the love.
Hey. Talk about your child.
Don't talk about no other. Just talk about the love.
The love.
Frida with I Know There's Something Going On. Before that, we heard the Eurythmics with Aretha Franklin and their song Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. And we started off this trio of female acts with Sheena Easton and her big hit single The Lover in Me. Now, that Aretha Franklin and Eurythmics track appeared on both of those artists' albums. Originally was on the Eurythmics album first. It was on an album called Be Yourself Tonight, and then it was also on Aretha Franklin Who's Zoomin' Who album. It's a song that was written by the Eurythmics, so Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart were the songwriters on it, but they weren't the only musicians who played on it. As a matter of fact, it's kind of a Tom Petty the Heartbreaker song almost, because it's got Stan Lynch, Mike Campbell, and Ben Montench from the Heartbreakers playing on that song. The bass line is being played by Nathan East, who I always remember as being Eric Clapton's bass player for many years. So there you go. That was a great track by them. The original that was originally supposed to have Tina Turner sing with the Eurythmics, but she was unavailable. So, I mean, when you can't get Tina Turner, I guess you can turn to Aretha Franklin, two of the best voices ever in the music. So there you go. And the song peaked to number 18 on the Hot 100 for them. So again, a big hit single in the mid-80s right there for the Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin. And we close out that set of music with Frida and her song, I Know There's Something Going On. Frida is better known as one quarter of ABBA. She's one of the A's. The two A's of the band were the two females and the two B's were the men. Benny and Bjorn were, and this was Anita or Anna Fried Frida Lyngstad is her name. So there you go, Frida, shortened version of it. And if you couldn't tell by listening to that song, that was Phil Collins on the drums. He was also the producer of the song. I guess it's kind of a funny story. She was going through a divorce from Benny and ABBA at the time, and started listening to Phil Collins In the Air Tonight and that whole album of his, and wanted to work with him. And there's the ironic part, because Phil Collins wrote In the Air Tonight most of that first album because he was going through a divorce, and here's Frida going through a divorce and finding Phil Collins to work on it. So again, a great track written by Russ Ballard. I've said that name a lot, I feel like, on this show. He's a great songwriter who's played a lot of great songs like New York Groove, You Can Do Magic, Since You've Been Gone, God Gave Rock and Roll to You, Winning, a bunch of other tracks we've probably played on this show, or at the very least you've heard on this channel a lot. But back to this Frida song. Again, it was her first single off of her first album in English. It was her third album overall, but the first two were in Swedish. So this was her first English release. And it was a smash around the world, and it went to the number 13 on the Hot 100 here in the States and sold over 1.5 million copies, which was the biggest solo album from any member of the group ABBA. So there you go. That was Frida with I Know There's Something Going On. All right, we're going to take a break right now here on Random Draw. I'll be right back in just a few moments to hear some more great EPs from the record collection in the section E and F. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
WTBR.
Yeah, well, we're back here on Random Draw. I want to take this opportunity to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw wherever you get podcasts. And the best place to do that is by visiting our website at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get my podcast. You can get the podcast from all the other great shows here on WTBR. You can see the full schedule of programming, and you can even submit your own idea for a program. All right, let's jump back into the music. We're going to play a couple tracks here right now. We're going to start off with a group that I always remember growing up having some big hits, but they only made two albums, and that is the Fine Young Cannibals. Now, this is a song where it's a non-album single featured in the movie soundtrack to the movie Something Wild, which was a Jonathan Demme film starring Melanie Griffith and Jeff Daniels. This was released between their two studio albums, and it climbed up to number 11 on the U.S. dance charts. Now, of course, Fine Young Cannibals, and within a year or two of this song, would have their biggest hits, She Drives Me Crazy, Good Thing, and stuff like that, and then would just disappear into the ether, because you never really hear from them again with any new music or anything like that. They, like I said, two albums, a bunch of hit singles, especially in the U.K., and that was it. So here are the Fine Young Cannibals right now with the song Ever Fallen in Love right now on Random Draw. Brian Ferry with Kiss and Tell. And before that, we heard the Fine Young Cannibals with their song Ever Fallen in Love. Now, that Brian Ferry song was taken from his 1987 album Bette Noire on Reprise Records here in the States. The album went up number 63, which is the best charting album he ever had here in the States. Now, you may remember Brian Ferry as the frontman of Roxy Music, and that's where he got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with. And that song was the second single released off that album, and the single itself went all the way to number 31, which, again, biggest success he ever had here in the States. It was also featured in the film Bright Lights, Big City, starring Michael J. Fox. So again, a couple soundtrack songs here right there in a row. Fine Young Cannibals and Brian Ferry. So again, that was Brian Ferry with Kiss and Tell. All right, we got time for about three more tracks. We're going to start off with a group. I guess it's a group. It's fronted by a man you know, but not a guy who sings or anything, and that's Mick Fleetwood, and it's a group called Mick Fleetwood Zoo. And in 1983, they were putting out an album called I'm Not Me. It was the second solo album he released. He had an earlier one in 81 called The Visitor, but this one sort of featured a band and had some had Billy Burnett on guitar and vocals, and Billy Burnett would later join Fleetwood Mac after Lindsey Buckingham left. This album featured Lindsey Buckingham on a couple tracks, and we're going to listen to one of the tracks here, a song called Angel Come Home. Now, the song was co-written by Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys, so, I mean, what more do you need to know than you get Carl Wilson, you get Mick Fleetwood, you're going to get a song. So here you go. Here's Mick Fleetwood Zoo with the song Angel Come Home right now on Random Draw.
But that empty one's there where she used to sit. Come home.
Faith No More with We Care A Lot. Before that, we heard Foghat with That's What Love Can Do. And we started off this last set of music with Mick Fleetwood's Zoo and the song Angel Come Home. That Foghat song was their first single from their 1983 album Zigzag Walk. The album peaked at number 192, and it was also their last charting LP. It was also the last album for a while. They didn't make another one for more than a decade later when the original members all came back together to make a new album. But there you go. That was Foghat with their song That's What Love Can Do, catalog number EP-F55 here at WTBR. And we close out today's show with Faith No More and We Care A Lot, which is a re-recorded version from their second album, Introduce Yourself, not the original version from the original album, We Care A Lot. They had some updated lyrics and stuff, and the second album was definitely much better production value. Values, having grown up on Faith No More, it definitely sounded better on Introduce Yourself. And this was the last album that featured Chuck Mosley on vocals. That's how you can tell the difference. The next album featured Mike Patton on vocals, and that was The Real Thing with Epic and Falling to Pieces, which were big, huge hits. But this was the re-recorded version of We Care A Lot from 1987. So there you go. That's Faith No More with We Care A Lot. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we will see you later.